98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Rush Hour Reboot.
Here's how this works. It's hard to get to everything that happens in the sports world from last night through this morning, especially some of the things that happened in the East Coast. Without Maloney rifling through, she gives you the facts, we give you the opinions. Go.
So the Cardinals will start their game prep for Sunday's matchup against the Panthers today, but guess who isn't practicing today? Cam Newton, the Carolina quarterback, is still in a walking boot after he re-aggravated a foot injury. So how can the Cardinals take advantage if Cam is unable to play?
Blitz.
A lot.
Sorry to Mr. and Mrs. Allen, but your son's a mercenary now. He's playing in the NFL. I hope he has a great season starting next week. But Sunday, it's blitz, blitz, blitz.
You know, it all starts with stopping the run, though, and getting the Carolina Panthers in third and obvious pass situations. I would say the line of scrimmage, and I'm bullish on what I'm seeing through two games right now, especially when you talk about the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not talking about Lamar Jackson on a bootleg, keeping the ball and ripping off 17 yards. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the line of scrimmage and the gap integrity up front. The Cardinals and their front seven, they've done an excellent job of shutting down the run, because I think that's what the Carolina Panthers are going to try to do, run the ball to provide a little bit of aid, comfort, and shelter to Kyle.
So if Cam doesn't play on Saturday, like you guys both said, it'll be Kyle Allen. And that was Kyler Murray's former teammate in 2015 at Texas A&M. There's got to be history there. What do you guys think?
You know, whenever you're competing against somebody for a spot, yeah. But I totally believe there's nothing really there now, because neither of them stayed. I mean, both of them look at the Texas A&M situation and say, that wasn't right for me. So with both of them leaving, I don't think there's any hatchets to bury.
No, you know what? Honestly, right now, I agree with that assessment. I don't think there's any hatchet there to bury. But I will tell you, Kyle, the Kyle I was referencing was Kyle Allen. And that's exactly who I think is going to play for the Carolina Panthers. I don't think we're going to see Cam Newton. I think that's a fait accompli. I think they know it. But, of course, why would they offer any aid, comfort, or shelter to Vance Joseph and the Arizona Cardinals?
Truth be told,
they would not.
Their chances of winning might have went up because Cam Newton's been so bad lately.
As bad as he's played, no doubt.
So according to ESPN's Field Yates, the Cardinals brought in the following players for workouts yesterday. Running backs Alfred Morris, Zach Zenner, and Thomas Rawls. And tight ends Luke Wilson, Thomas Duarte, and Jason Vanderlaan.
Wow. Okay, as soon as you said running backs, how does that not immediately pique your interest a little bit? I've been saying my thoughts about David Johnson, and I don't normally like to admit this, but full disclosure, no one in the Cardinals has told me they feel the same way. This is what I'm seeing. But you're not working out running backs unless you're wondering the same thing as an organization. I realize they're just guys on the street. They've been good players at times in their careers. Why not work out good players? But how do you not read into that and say somebody thinks there's a need for us to look at running backs?
Can I, you know, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, you had me at tight ends, not running backs, tight ends. Ooh, interesting. Struggling in the red zone, the way that the Arizona Cardinals are struggling in the red zone. What does that mean? You played the Baltimore Ravens and watched them line up in three tight ends. Watched them line up in three tight ends and pound the football or use play action with Lamar Jackson. I'm wondering if, in fact, maybe they're thinking red zone when they think of running backs and tight ends.
So another day, another reason why we love Mike Leach.
First of all, what kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We've got to consider that. I'm going to say the Wildcat's out. The Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just his sword?
So, Mountaineers, Bobcats, who you got?
We're struggling greatly. That's all I'm going to say. We're struggling greatly. The West by God, Virginia Mountaineers. Dale, my younger brother Dale, is there, and he's just telling me that it's tough. It's a tough sled with this team going forward. New coach, new quarterback.
I'm taking the Bobcats because it's not about the teams, Wolf. You missed the point. It's the mascots. And it's really simple for me because I realize the Mountaineer has a gun. And that's a problem. But it's a musket. I don't think he's got the aim to be able to hit it. And once the Bobcat gets close, you know the Bobcat's tearing that guy up.
Shoot him dead, I believe.
Yeah, sorry. Not in a musket.
Sorry, Peter.
A real gun, I would look at West Virginia. But I'm not worried. I'm not worried about any West Virginian on his moonshine being a good enough shot to hit a Bobcat.
Daniel Boone was a Mountaineer. Enough said.
So today is National Cheeseburger Day. What is your ideal burger?
Mushrooms and onions. You know what? I'm sorry for the free plug. The Mama Marley is fantastic. The Mama Marley is a fantastic hamburger. I'm going Mama Marley. But here's one thing. I can be pro-democracy, pro-stars and stripes, pro-our troops, and still admit to the world, American cheese is a disaster. American, I mean, you have the choices of cheddar or Swiss or Monterey Jack or pepper cheese. There is so many great cheeses out there. Why would you waste your time with American cheese? It's just a bad move.
Well, first
bad
of all,
look, U.S.
First of all, Basinonians, I'm going to go two patties. That's number one.
Change
right
it
there.
To Canadian cheese.
Pepper jack cheese. Two patties, please. Pepper jack cheese. And then load on the jalapenos. Please load on the jalapenos.
That's
right
the
there.
Doug and Wolf burger.
Pour some Chipotle, as a matter of fact. Pour some Chipotle on top of that. And then put Frank's Red Hot sauce on top of that. Put the lid on top, baby, and give that thing to me.
There's a place right outside of Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence. They put a fried egg on it.
Forget about the fried egg. That's just so gay petty in the spring. Just forget about it.
Bear gave the thumb on the egg.
What? No, you didn't. The egg. Put a fried egg on a hamburger.
Yeah, that's a...
Stop.
I was supposedly sacrilegious because I got it over easy, and they were fired up because you're supposed to allow the yolk to drip into the burger. And I did not, but I don't. I don't like a drippy yolk.
See, the runny egg on a burger is gross.
A fried egg
is good. My thing, I like a good two patties bacon cheeseburger on sourdough bread.
I gotta have bacon.
Oh, sourdough!
You're right about the bacon.
Not bad right there. Sourdough not a bad way to go.
And cheddar cheese, by the way.
Marley. I looked right at Maloney.
Marloney,
because I'm thinking of the Mama Marley. When's the last time you had a hamburger?
Oh, probably like last weekend.
Wow.
Honestly, if I go to In-N-Out, it's just a cheeseburger, ketchup, mustard only.
Could you be a
it's
vegan?
It's so good.
That's the question. Could you ever be a vegan?
No way. That's just a disaster.
I tried being vegetarian for like a couple years.
Really? How'd that go?
How did you try? Like every now and then?
No, I did it. I did it. But then I was like, finally, like, I miss a burger.
I could never do it. I could never be that way.
Maloney wanted to tear into a burger.
The idea of you telling me I'm not going to have turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's the worst part about Thanksgiving, though, is the turkey.
Oh, that's terrible.
Don't talk to Erin about Thanksgiving. She hates Thanksgiving.
What?
I love Thanksgiving.
She hates Thanksgiving.
What do you mean?
The food
she hates
is,
Thanksgiving.
Like, overrated.
No!
Oh, my gosh, Maloney.
That's the one thing that she's the most wrong about.
Man, just please.
You do so many things right in life, and now you're still one of the worst human beings ever. I mean, that's it.
What a
How
great
can you
holiday.
Not love Thanksgiving? Here's your stuffing. Man.
Stuffing's my favorite part about Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
Stuffing's fantastic, but it's because it's from the bird. So you have and then you pour the gravy over everything. Gravy over
everything.
There you go. Hashtag gravy over everything.
Hashtag G-O-E. Gravy over
everything. Okay, more on this as the show unfolds.
You know what? I feel like eating for Thanksgiving Marlins, because nobody else could beat the Marlins.